It's Thursday, November 16th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Now campaign, involving 14 Vietnamese and international organizations, is calling for the release of 165 people imprisoned for their religious or political beliefs in Vietnam. Mervyn Thomas, the Christian Solidarity Worldwide chief executive, said, quote, "Our research consistently finds that Christians and other religious communities in Vietnam continue to experience violations of their right to freedom of religion or belief," end quote. Such persecution includes harassment, forced evictions, beatings, torture, and imprisonment. Vietnam ranks 17th on the Open Doors 2017 World Watch List for worst persecution, climbing up from 20th in 2016. Please pray 2 Timothy 1:7 for these Christians in Vietnam. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." At least 4 churches were shut down in the Minya Governorate of Egypt in recent weeks, reports Egyptian Streets. The United Nations High Commissioner sent a warning to Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail on Sunday, urging the Egyptian government to end the closure of churches. The commissioner gave Egypt 1 week to reopen the churches. Yesterday, Australians overwhelmingly voted in favor of legalizing marriage for those committed to vile passions, men with men and women with women. With nearly 80% electorate participation, the Australian Bureau of Statistics said 62.2% of respondents to the postal vote said yes to the question, "Should the marriage law be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry?" Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull now wants the Parliament to approve such a law by the end of the year. If passed, Australia would become the 26th nation to formalize this violation of God's law. Psalm 94, 20 and 23 asks, "Can wicked rulers be allied with God, those who frame injustice by statute? He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out." The Polish government is encouraging their citizens to have more children, reports the Associated Press. The Health Ministry of Poland released a message praising rabbits for producing many offspring. The ministry told the Associated Press that they are encouraging Poles in their reproductive years to adopt a healthy lifestyle to improve their reproductive health. As of 2015, Poland's birth rate was 1.32 children per woman, the second lowest in the European Union. The FBI recently requested unredacted documents that abortionists gave a Senate investigation into Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of baby body parts following the undercover exposure videos from the Center for Medical Progress. The Senate Judiciary Committee referred the murder giant to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified on Tuesday before the House Judiciary Committee and said Planned Parenthood may be criminally charged pending congressional findings. More Republicans are calling on Alabama's U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore to step aside after additional sexual harassment allegations, which Moore has denied. Moore spoke at the God Save America Revival Conference in Texas on Tuesday, saying he wants to, quote, "speak the truth. I want to take the truth about God to our capital," end quote.
"This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle. Why do you think I'm being harassed by media and by people pushing for allegations in the last 28 days of this election, last 30 days it began? After 40-something years of fighting this battle, I'm now facing allegations. And that's all the press want to talk about. But I want to talk about the issues. I want to talk about where this country's going. And if we don't come back to God, we're not going anywhere."
The government of Scotland wants to legislate the ability for more Bruce Jenners to seemingly abandon their God-assigned gender. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report, featuring commentary from Scottish-born Christian filmmaker Colin Gunn immediately following today's newscast. And finally, John Small, a football coach from Georgia's East Coweta High School, was banned recently from praying with players after the atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation worked to remove him from invocations. In response, 400 players and students prayed together at a recent game to support their religious freedoms, reports the Christian Post. Small said, quote, "That's their right, and we are going to support them in that," end quote. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2:8, "I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. The Scottish government has unveiled proposals to create a quote-unquote non-binary gender for people who do not identify as a man or woman and make it legal to quote-unquote self-declare which gender they want to be, reports Christian Today. The plans mean that people in Scotland could change their legal status to male, female, or quote-unquote non-binary without any medical diagnosis or treatment, and potentially switch more than once. The Worldview spoke with Colin Gunn, a Scotland-born Christian filmmaker who now resides in Waco, Texas, with his wife and their 10 biological children. He's horrified by Scotland's utter abandonment of God.
Scotland's a very socialist country, a very left-of-center country, and a country that's rejected God's law. They now not only hate God's law, they actually hate the order in which he's placed us. So they're changing the rules of the created order. Of course, that is impossible. And that's why these laws are kind of comical in a way. They sound like a parody that people can just declare their own gender. Even the feminists are speaking out against it. Of course, the famous one, Germaine Greer, spoke out against it recently. She was saying that people just can't declare themselves women and they're not real women. Of course, that is true. Men who declare themselves women are not real women. The absurd nature of totalitarian leftist politics is that they want to control every aspect of God's created order, not just the political sphere. They want to change everything.
Although a consultation paper stated that Scottish government officials favor setting a minimum age of 16 for people wanting to change their gender, one of the options under consideration would mean that prepubescent children could also make an application. Gunn put Scotland's rejection of God's created order into biblical perspective.
The Bible talks about those that profess themselves to be wise and they become fools. This is exactly what has happened in Scotland, is that everyone thinks they've moved beyond Christianity into a progressive and scientific age, but of course what comes along with that, but a whole boatload of absurdity and crazy ideas and crazy laws that are just going to ruin people's lives and ruin Scotland. These people are genuinely ruining Scotland. The Bible creates an order for us to live in, which includes male and female, and there's rules in the Bible of what men do, there's rules what women do, and that is the law of God, and rejecting God and his law leads to anarchy and absurdity.
Gunn pointed to the dramatic divide between the Scotland which God reformed through the work of John Knox during the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, and the God-hating Scotland of today.
John Knox is the famous reformer from Scotland, and John Knox was able to bring a nation out of Romanism into biblical Christianity, and so Scotland has that heritage, and it's a shame on Scotland that we have walked away from the truths that he taught, because he built a culture on the Word of God. Not only have we allowed abortion and supported it and all these other wicked trends, but we're also getting to the stage where nothing makes sense. So now we don't even believe in gender anymore. And that's the level of confusion you get when you reject God's word.
Finally, Colin Gunn drew some interesting parallels between an increasing number of people in both Scotland and America who reject their Christian heritage.
Scotland is certainly foreshadowing what will happen here. And if what is happening here is those that are progressive move further and further towards tyranny, thinking they're finding freedom. And anyone that looks to Europe as a standard for the future of America is making a huge mistake. That Europe doesn't have the answers, except historically, as we look into the source of our liberty, which is also the source of American liberty, and that is those that believe in the Word of God and applied it to culture. And so we need to not look at modern-day Scotland, but look to the Scotland of Knox and the Reformation.
This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.